The views expressed on the following program are designed to amplify those of the speaker and are not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.
And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. How can salvation be past, present, and future at the same time? Huh, that's weird. Plus, when we feel so unworthy, can that lead us to being unproductive? And finally, why are we kids of the King?
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn towards drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. After 35 years of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined KAAM, and this radio program began. You're about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, entertainment, and current events. Personal revelations, spiritual observations. My life's insanities, and oy vey, so much more. Hey, you. You in Radio Land. We're asking you. Hey, you, what do you think? 972-445-0770. Most of you are pretty much going, what's wrong with this guy? I told you I fell on my head when I was younger. 972-445-0770. Any topic is open for conversation because it's not professional radio. It's just radio. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, the David Spoon Experience. So buckle up, little campers. Here we go. This is the show I need 2 hours. Trust me. We'll start off by giving props to Dr. B. Dr. B, Dr. Brandon Brown, Chiro Extraordinaire. He is the director of the Specific Chiropractic Center in Richardson. Great guy, excellent on the radio, very personable, and helps people so that that back don't hurt. It's not just your back. It's your neck, your shoulders, your legs. My back is actually, there's a thing attached to it with the thigh and the calf and everything, and my wife all the way down to her feet. So yeah, here's what we're going to encourage you to go, to goo. Here's what we're going to encourage you to goo. Ready to goo? Here we go. Go to the website, drbrandonbrown.com. Doctor is DR, so it's drbrandonbrown.com. Brandonbrown.com. That's simply all you got to do. You can set up an appointment, meet with them. If you meet with them and tell them you heard it on the David Spoon Experience, you get a lollipop. 972-454-9362. 972-454-9362. Brandonbrown.com. Tell them I said hi. My wife just saw him yesterday. Okay, that's number one. Number two, we have a new sponsor that is coming our direction. We have so much stuff going on. I need 2 hours. All right, have you ever heard of these guys? These guys are at the top of the food chain in their business. Just a nice way of saying that. It is Mr. Restore. This is what you needed from before. But Mr. Restore, they do fire and water damage, cleanup, sewage removal, other restoration services all around Dallas. Just in case you don't know, over 50 years of experience, family owned and operated. They respond within 60 minutes. The owner, a strong brother in the Lord. Now, how do you not love that? Like, really? Yep. They do free evaluations. They work with all insurance companies. How many is all, Dave? All insurance companies. What do you think of them? Apples, there. 877-631-7576. Boy, if I start off saying the wrong number, how bad would that be? Right? Okay. 877-631-7576. You know what you do? Just go into Google and type in Mr. Restore. You call them up, 877-631-7576. Bam! They will get in touch. They answer their phone immediately. So we're excited to have them come on board. And you'll be hearing more about that. And Clint's the owner. Clint's going to be coming in for interviews as long as I can twist his arm. The hardest thing to do is to get people to come into interviews. It's the best thing for everybody, period. Okay. Now, yet another thing. Well, I'm not done. No, this is, I got a lot of stuff going on. Prayer request hotline. Okay. Yeah, we got other sponsors we're working with, but I can't announce them until they're done. Prayer request hotline. If you go to David Spoon Media, there is the prayers, praise, and comments link in the header in the top of the page. We have it now where you can fill out the form and keep it private. So if you have prayer that you need, we as David Spoon Media, which is pretty much my wife and myself and our friends, we will pray for you over whatever's going on. You can make it public. You can make it private. It's up to you. Romans 15:30, I urge you, brothers and sisters, by our Lord Jesus Christ and by the love of the Spirit, to join me in my struggle by praying to God for me. So we are offering to join people in their struggle. The worst scenario that you can get out of it is somebody's just praying for what you're asking for prayer for. You can keep it private or you can make it public. It's entirely up to you. It takes about 4 seconds. You just say, hey, this is what's going on. I don't really want to give this information, public, private, whatever. Boom, done. And we're going to pray over all of those requests on a daily basis, okay? Monday through Friday, daily basis, okay? Just telling you. So that's over at davidspoonmedia.com, and I put that up last night. Yay! All right, let's get to some of the teachings because we have so much stuff. Plus, we have trivia. Plus, we have this. Plus, we have this. This is really something that I taught. I have taught multiple times. This was my thesis paper for my master's, so I'm going to be kind in this. So you're not going after anybody who disagrees. There's people who are going to disagree with it. It's totally cool. I have no problem with that. This is the way that Scripture presents itself from the point of view of many people, and that is it has to do with salvation. And one of the things we need to understand about salvation, just to start off the whole thing, is to understand why did Jesus come? What's the deal? Matthew chapter 1, verse 18 through 21. This is how the birth of Jesus Christ came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph. But before they came together, she was found to be with child through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was a righteous man and did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. But after he'd considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. This is at the core the premise of the ministry of Jesus Christ, to save people from their sins. What was lost in the garden was our fellowship with God because of sin. Through the redemptive work of Jesus Christ, and why he's called the second Adam, is because through Jesus Christ, we have that fellowship that was broken restored through the work, the redeeming work of Jesus Christ. He saves us from sin in a couple of different formats, and that's what we're going to talk about on the show. But what I want you to get right off the bat is that Jesus came, his mission, his birthing, his announcement. By the way, if you ever want to think about how cool Joseph is, his soon-to-be wife is pregnant. He's going to put her away privately. And when he asks her, no doubt she said, it was God. Now, that's pretty good. But here's the funnier part. God backs it up. That's the biggest part about that is because, oh, God did it. People are like, what? You're a kind of attitude. But the reality check is that Jesus is birthed into humanity to save people from their sins. Let's use Billy Graham's example because it is an excellent one. The father and son walking through the field, and they come across an anthill that somebody has stepped on. There's dead ants. There's wounded ants. There's ants buzzing all around. The ants trying to figure it out. Father says to the son, "How can you help this anthill?" Son says, "I don't know." The father says, "You'd have to become an ant to help them out." Bam! There you go. Got it. Okay. This is what Jesus did, only we're less than ants. From human to ants, from God to human. All right, so bottom line, Jesus is here to save us from our sins. He's here to save us from the pain that sin causes and the separation from God that sin brings. There is eternal damage. There is temporary damage. There's just tons of damage because the result of sin is disaster. So Jesus came to save people from their sins. So a question that we have often asked, and people will often ask, is, are we saved? Are you saved? And the most theologically correct answer, according to many, and I would be in this group, is we have been saved, we are being saved, and we will be saved. And what we're going to do in this whole discussion is probably cover about 2 years of seminary work, about 40 minutes. So, and I'm not even going to charge you, which normally they charge you about $56,000. I'm just saying, this is a $56,000 hour. Just think of it this way. The more you listen, the more educational value you're going to get out of this, and the less you'd have to go to seminary. That's it. I'm just going to keep it simple. Because the reality check is I'm going to pull up scriptures that show that we have been saved, we are being saved, and we will yet be saved. And we have to understand how that is and how that works and what that process is. And that's actually what I wrote my paper on. I mean, it was a very long, very in-depth, very – I quoted everybody. We went into the Greek. We went into the Hebrew. We went into every aspect of it. And the reason is because salvation is awesome. And you, if you are not saved, you can be saved. Listen to this. If you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. You can be saved. You don't even have to buy new clothing. You can just be saved through the redeeming work of Jesus Christ. Just that you're thinking, well, there's got to be more to it. Let me tell you something. Once you say yes to God, there will be more to it. That's not my job. That's not my responsibility. That's the Lord's responsibility. We'll let him do that. We're going to take our break and come back. So much to do. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Don't go anywhere.
Trade tensions, stock market volatility. You don't want to go down the wrong path on anything, but especially involving your retirement. Retirement Strategies and Solutions with Jamie Blumenthal puts you on the right path so you can plan right, and retire the right way. Call Jamie at 800-287-1667 or go to retiretherightway.com for financial peace of mind, wisdom, and safety regarding your retirement. Are you getting older, retired, or retiring soon? Do you have an IRA or 401k? You want to make sure your retirement money is safe. Money in the stock market is unprotected from loss. Sake money or no-so money is protected. For a free copy of his book and a free get-together with no obligation, talk with Jamie. Call him at 800-287-1667 or go to retiretherightway.com. That's retiretherightway.com.
Like any person searching for answers, I too have wondered about him. He has a weird sense of humor. If people are seeking wisdom and insight from the great teachers around the world, would they go to David? No, I don't think so. Those big ears really don't help. Will people enjoy his perspective on culture, politics, food, sports, and local and national news? I don't know. He's just a client. Tune in to the David Spoon Experience weekdays at 2 on KAAM.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
Their favorite joke is when the guy comes in, he goes golfing and comes into his wife and he just got back from golf, and you know this one, he's sweating everywhere. Oh, this is a classic. He's sweating everywhere, and he's really tired. He's like and she's like, what happened? She goes, oh, he goes, oh my gosh, it was the worst. It was about the fourth hole, and we were playing, and all of a sudden, you know, Herb fell over and had a heart attack. She goes, oh my goodness, what did you do? He goes, well, it was hit the ball and pull Herb, hit the ball and pull Herb. It was...
Snap, crackle, pop. That's not just an old cereal reference. That's the sound our bodies make when they're out of whack. Dr. B, Dr. Brandon Brown, owner of the Specific Chiropractic Center in Richardson, is here to help. If you're experiencing pain from the top of your head to the bottom of your feet, it's time for a checkup, a chiropractic checkup. Reach out to Dr. B, Dr. Brandon Brown, for an evaluation. Less pain is a good thing. Are you suffering from a chronic condition that's not improving? You can call him at 972-454-9362. That's 972-454-9362. Or go directly to his website and schedule an appointment, drbrandonbrown.com. That's drbrandonbrown.com. If you tell him that you heard it on the David Spoon Experience, you might even get a lollipop. It feels good to feel good. Connect with the chiropractic doctor extraordinaire, Dr. B, Dr. Brandon Brown. Go to drbrandonbrown.com. Get hope, get well, live well, get to feeling groovy again.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. If you go to livinginhisgrip.com, you get some of the music from the show for free. That's always a good price. Free. Livinginhisgrip.com. Let's see. So much. Wonder Julie, how you doing today? Are you doing pretty good? You got an hour left, and then you got the weekend. I mean, you doing okay?
I'm good. Fridays are always good.
Aren't they great?
Yes.
Aren't they great? Thursday night, Friday halfway through. It's like, yeah. Let's see. Email davidspoonmedia@gmail.com. Website davidspoonmedia.com. Don't forget the prayer request hotline. It's kind of a jokey kind of thing, but that title. But the prayer part's not. On the website, you click on prayers, praises, and comments at the top. And there's a little form that will come up. You'll see a little picture of my granddaughter, Addiebug. She's sitting at the table. And then underneath, you fill in your name and what the prayer request is, if you want to keep it private or whatever the case may be. And we're going to pray. And it doesn't matter. Just be honest, and we'll pray with you about whatever you're going through. So that's pretty cool. There's nothing that way you don't have to worry about calling the show and having it on the public format if you're not comfortable. That was my wife's idea, and that's because she is smarter than I in many of those things. Apparently she has a friend in Wonder Julie, and we'll just keep moving on from there. This segment brought to you by our very own Pamela.
When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, that's
Melchiono. That's right. Pamela Melchiono. And I understand she just got back into town. She was doing some stuff. Here's the bottom line. If you want to talk to somebody about real estate and you just want to know what's going on, let's say you have an investment property and you're like, I just don't even know what's going on, what the value, what's taking place. Get in touch with Pamela. Let's say you're renting and you're thinking, it's time to buy. Or let's say you own and you're like, it's time to rent. I need to take a break. I want to get a motorhome. I want to be traveling. I'm done. Pamela Melchiono is who you want to talk to. 817-505-5541. Again, they say, well, they can never remember phone numbers. I give you more credit. 817-505-5541. TheBlessedRealtyCompany.com. I don't know if she's changing her name when she, her and John, get married. I just don't know. I've never even asked them. The Blessed Realty Company. Or the Blessed Realty Company.com. That's the website, Pamela Melchiono. Tell her that you heard it on the David Spoon Experience. Okay, so I'm going to wait on the trivia till next segment because of what I'm going to talk about. See how I've got to kind of put these together. So bear with me. For those that have been listening to the show for a while, every once in a while, you know, I just lose my mind and I have to do it a certain way or go a certain direction. I will let you know that part of the reason that I'm losing my mind today is I had to cut the front yard today because it's supposed to be 9. Thank you. It's supposed to be 9 trillion degrees tomorrow, and I didn't really feel like spending 4 hours cutting the grass in the heat. So I did an hour today, and then I'll do like an hour and a half or 2 hours tomorrow, and then I'll take a really long break, and then I'll power through the last hour and then be done. And that'll be my excuse for not going to the gym. Seems completely reasonable to me. I don't know what the problem with that is. All right, I want to talk about the salvation. We were talking about salvation being something that has to do with the mission of the Lord Jesus Christ. Restoring that which was lost in the garden. What was lost in the garden immediately was the separation that took place from God because mankind sinned. Because Adam and Eve sinned, there was an immediate separation. You think, well, how is there immediate separation? Did they get kicked out of the Garden of Eden, God's special little place? Yeah, there you go. Like God's living room with a big screen TV. Out! Get out! You're done. And so therefore, the mission of the Lord Jesus Christ, restore that separation that man created, that Adam created through that sin. Additionally, let's just be honest, sin creates lots of problems all over the place. We don't have the race problems everybody's saying that we have in the context of it being a skin problem. We have a sin problem. All of these things with all of these accusations, it's just amazing. There's nothing but accusations flying around all over the media. Isn't it amazing that Satan is the accuser? You got to keep in mind what's going on in the air above your head, and the darkness that takes place, and the influence upon influencers. Remember, doctrines of demons towards the end, right? Okay. First thing I want to talk about is we've got these three tenses. We call it the favor, the fight, and the future in regards to salvation. Let's talk about the favor first. The favor is God saved you through Jesus Christ. All right, Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8, for it is by grace you have been saved. Okay, everybody do the duh with me, duh. For it is by grace you have been saved through faith. This is not from yourselves, it is a gift of God. This is what we call justification. Justification means that we are saved from the penalty of sin. The penalty of sin that will eternally separate us from God has been eradicated in the blood of Jesus Christ. And when we acknowledge the testimony that God gave regarding his son, regarding our lives, when we repent and turn to the kingdom of God and throw ourselves before Jesus Christ and bow our hearts and bow our heads before Jesus Christ, we are saved. We are justified. We are free from the penalty of sin. It is a done deal. When Romans 3:23 says all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, and then Romans 6:23 says the wages of sin is death, this is what we're going to be freed from, because the next part of that verse says, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. That's the favor. You don't earn this. This is a gift. This is either accepted or rejected. I know. Well, I'm going to have enough good works so that when I die and I face God, I can go, look at all my good works. If you sin simply on an average of 10 to 15 times a day inside of you and outside of you, you'll have over 292,000 sins when you face God. You don't have 292,000 good works. Just sit down. Okay, come on. I'm trying to make a point. And the point is, this is the grace of God, the unmerited, which means undeserved, unearned favor of God. We are freed from the penalty of sin. Listen to what I'm saying. That's justification, the penalty of sin. When Romans 10:9-10 talks about with your mouth declaring Jesus is Lord, believing your heart God has raised him from the dead, you'll be saved. Everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. God so loved the world, he gave his one and only Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. These are favors. These are gifts. We go, yeah. This is what all the rest of the things are based on. This right here. This is at the core of our faith. Very important to understand that. And why it's important to understand that is because while we have the favor, there's not one of you out there that doesn't understand. We also go through this thing called the fight. Now, we've been justified by the, from a, it's a legal term, of course, and it's saved from the penalty of sin, and it's almost back in the Roman day, the word justification had to do with taking an ink piece and putting it on a debtedness and blotting it out, and so you couldn't see the debt anymore. It's unseeable, and so it would cover the piece of paper. So the bottom line is that penalty for your sin been paid for in Christ. Totally cool, right? We love it. By acknowledging that Jesus Christ is Lord, believing in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you're saved. Right? We have something we call the sinner's prayer, right? I call it the prayer. I don't know. After 40 years, the sinner's prayer, the prayer, whatever. I also call it call out to Jesus. I mean, the best bumper sticker in the world is ask Jesus to help. Right? But from the favor, we find ourselves in this really weird place called the fight. And the fight has to do with us. We're saved. But then there seems to be this thing where we find out that we are struggling to live a life that accurately reflects Jesus Christ. And for anybody in the world, anybody, to say, oh, I've never had a problem with that, the scripture would disagree with them. This is a fight. Sanctification is what we're going to talk about next. It's really important to grasp this because you have justification, which leads us then to sanctification. Let me put it in the most simplistic terms. God has pronounced you clean. Now he's got a 2x4 out, and he's smacking you in the head, and now he's making you look clean and reflect clean because he's pronounced you clean. The difference between imputed and imparted is crucial here. If I impute to you a quarter, you have a quarter in my mind. If I impart it to you, I actually give it to you. Well, this is imputed righteousness is justification. Sanctification is God going, now that I've made you that pronouncement, I'm going to make you look like that. And that's part of the fight and the fight process. So when we come back, we're going to talk about sanctification. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break.
Wow, what a roof!
It's time to bless it.
What?
We need to bless the roof.
You used the Blessed Roofing Company, didn't you? Oh, tell me you worked with John at the Blessed Roofing Company. Two things. One, it's in the name, the Blessed Roofing Company. Two, it's in the number, 469-BLESSED. That's 469-253-7732.
But anyone can put up a roof, can't they?
Can they? Oy vey! You want to walk underneath the roof that hasn't been blessed?
You first.
You need to talk with John at the Blessed Roofing Company. Whether it's roof repairs, a new roof, or inspections, call him at 469-BLESSED. Or go to theblessedroofingcompany.com. With the Blessed Roofing Company, you got it covered. Get it? Good.
Because reliability starts at the top.
Who is David Spoon?
We have on the line Tina from Elkhorn. Tina, are you there?
Yes, I am.
How are you doing today?
What? I am doing great.
One, is this the first time you've heard the show?
No, I listen to you every time I get into my car when I leave my job.
Ah, awesome. Thank you very much. Is there anything that we can be praying for just to be in agreement with you regarding anything that the Lord's working on in you?
Yeah, there is.
Okay, fire away.
First of all, I'd like to see my family's hearts turned. Second of all, I am not putting God first, and I'm not being obedient in certain ways. Let me sum it up a little bit. I have a boyfriend.
Okay.
I should answer it. So I really need prayer to get back on track with God.
Okay. Let me pray with you, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Let's pray. Lord, we just come before you right now, and we lift up Tina to you, and we ask you right now in the name of Jesus that first and foremost you would work on her family's hearts, that there'd be a softening and that there'd be a grace and a mercy given to the family and between the relationship that Tina has with the family. And we just pray that your mercy would prevail, and we just pray that you would encourage her. Instead of this being a discouragement, let this become an encouragement that she is a daughter of the Most High, seeking out help from her Heavenly Father. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Are you sitting there at home on your computer? Or maybe driving along in your car just listening to the radio? Is that app for this station working for you? Don't you wish you could reach people for your business? Introducing the Commercial Whammy. All you need to do is call KAAM at 972-445-1700 and ask for David Spoon. Or send him an email at davidspoonmedia@gmail.com. And bam! You've got your own Commercial Whammy.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Now I'm going to do that again. I got to have Texas be deeper. Hold on. Here in Texas. Okay, that's better. Let's see. If you want to get a hold of the show, davidspoonmedia@gmail.com, website davidspoonmedia.com, where you can put any prayer request up there that you want and keep it confidential. By the way, when you're listening to this show, if you're like, you know, I want more information, I want to understand Jesus better, you are always welcome to reach out to me through email. I'll contact you personally and be glad to share with you the good news of the Lord Jesus Christ. If you're not sure how to get a hold of me or whatever, you can always contact the station. They can direct you in my towards me. It's one of the things that we want to do is we want to make sure that people know that they can, in fact, declare with their mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in their heart that God has raised them from the dead and be saved. Yay! So we've talked about that, and we're going to get into that in a second right after we do our reads about that salvation, because part of that salvation is past tense and part of it's present tense and part of it's future tense. Ooh, that's tense. Okay, before we get there, let's give acknowledgement to our very own Jamie Blumenthal. Good morning, Jamie Blumenthal, him and his wonderful wife Nancy, Retirement Strategies and Solutions. Keeping it real easy, okay? They wrote a book. It's a great book, tons of info. They'd be glad to give you that book. That's cool. But they will meet with you personally at no cost to talk about your financial strategy, what you're looking at, what you're not looking at. They're big believers in noble, they make noble plans for noble purposes and surrender it to the Lord. You plan right, you retire right, you retire the right way, retiretherightway.com. That's their website. If you call them, you don't have any obligation. You can call them and talk to them and go, nah. Or you can call them and talk to them and go, yeah, I want to meet. I want to get together for an hour. Let's have some coffee and talk. There'll be no obligation, no commitment. You can't bring your checkbook. You can't bring money. You can't do anything. Just find out if the connection is right. That's what you want to do. You can get in touch with them, retiretherightway.com. If you have a deep, deep interest, Jamie will be on the show Wednesday. Is it Wednesday? I think it's Wednesday he'll be here. retiretherightway.com. That's their website, Richard, because they don't want you to retire the wrong way. So they've got the whole retire the right way system. 800-287-1667. 800-287-1667. Jamie and Nancy Blumenthal. Yay! They're cool. He's great. Him and I have never, I love the dynamic that we've got going between him and I. Okay, this is our strategy for the show. We don't do that. He sits down. I say, what's going on with this? He said, we can talk about that on the air. I said, what's going on with this? And then I ask him two or three questions out of the book. That's it. That's good for 30 minutes. I love it. I love that dynamic. It's great. Okay, here we go. Keeping it easy. Ready? Trivia question. What did Paul tell the jailer he needed to do to be saved? What did Paul tell the jailer that he needed to do to be saved? 972-445-0770. Guess you know why we're going down that direction on that trivia question, right? 972-445-0770. What did Paul tell the jailer he needed to do to be saved? Very specific. So we were talking about justification. Now we're talking about sanctification. And then we're going to talk about glorification. I just want to make sure you understand the difference. The favor is justification, God doing us a favor, saving us from the penalty of sin. The fight is sanctification. This is where we're saved from the power of sin. In justification, in the past, we're saved from the penalty. Now we're saved from the power of sin. This is where the passage Philippians 2:12 comes to play. Therefore, my dear friends, as you have always obeyed, not only in my presence, but now much more in my absence, continue to work out your salvation with fear and trembling. We're supposed to work it out. And 2 Corinthians 3:17, 18 says, glory by glory, step by step. That's sanctification. Justification, free from the penalty of sin. Sanctification, free from the power of sin. Are we going to take our caller and finish up in just a second? Hello, this is David. Who am I talking to?
Virginia Liao.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine.
All right, so here's the big trivia question. You ready? You feeling comfortable?
Yes.
Okay, good. What did Paul tell the jailer he needed to do to be saved?
He says, believe upon the Lord Jesus Christ that you shall be saved, you and your house.
That is right, ma'am. You are correct. Excellent. Did you know that right away, and have you known that for a long time?
Yes. I preached that many times.
Oh, God bless you. That's so great. And did you, is it when I said it, do you go, oh, I'm going right to, I'm calling him right now.
You're just, that's what I did.
God bless you. That is so awesome of you. I really appreciate it. You did a great job. That's exactly the quote I was looking for, and did a phenomenal job. So thank you so much. Keep us in prayer.
Thank you.
Okay. God bless you. Bye-bye. All right. Wow. I love it. Our audience is so, see, we don't, it's a know your Bible question. I mean, she's just coming in, giving you the passage. Bam! There it is. Good job. Excellent job. Did she win in the past? Was she a winner in the past? I think she might have been, yeah? No?
She might have been in the past, but she's not on the list anymore.
We don't have the list. We're going to redo the list.
Yeah, there's only like two or three people left on the list that.
Yeah, so
can't
people
win.
Are like, well, why aren't you giving away stuff? I'm broke. Wait. That's my answer. Just, you got to be patient, people.
He's got to go see the new baby. He's got to pay for a trip.
I know. I got to go see the baby. We're going soon. And oh, my goodness. They just found out the baby has it's gone through so much, and the baby has a double ear infection. Just
poor little guy.
I said to my daughter, I said, first of all, it's what a blessing that this wasn't a more serious element. And second, this is the hard, she's right at the hard part of the parenting. Where you have three young kids and one's sick and then another's going to get sick. And I went through it. It's hard. It's you really need people around you. So we're going to go out and help for a little while. I got to save all my money. Apparently gas is no longer free. Somebody forgot to tell me, but that's fine. When I only drive 70 miles a day, what's the deal? You know? No biggie. Let's go back to this. Great answer, by the way, on the question. So we were talking about the favor. That's justification. That's salvation in the past, saved from the penalty of sin. Sanctification is what we call the fight, and that's being saved from the power of sin, and that's glory by glory. That's step by step, as you might have well noticed, that you become more and more reflective of the image of Jesus Christ as the Holy Spirit is working on you, as you devote yourself, as you commit yourself, as you move forward towards God, that reflection of God starts to beam off of you more clearly and more clearly, and some of the impurities start to drop away. Not everybody has this at the same pace. Not every does it the same way. And one thing I have noticed for sure is that God does not work on everybody in the same way in this part of the salvation, but this is the salvation part. You're working it out. You're reflecting Jesus Christ more and more. It's crucial because that reflection has to do with your connection to the Lord. It has to do with your reflection of the Lord. It has to do with your testimony for the Lord. It's all connected. And people are like, well, you know, I mean, you got to be saved, you got to be sanctified before you're justified. You can't be sanctified before you're justified in the bigger structure. In the minor ordo salutis, you can say that. But in the biggest structure, if we don't have justification, if we don't have a right relationship with Jesus, we got nothing. And there's nothing to go forward on. Now, that doesn't mean that the Holy Spirit doesn't regenerate you. I'm not talking about any of that. We're talking about the general tense of what the church has looked at for salvation, past, present, and future. So we're not talking about the ordo salutis. Here's the next part that I want to get to, and this is a really important part, and this is glorification, which gets hardly any props at all because most of us are just stuck in justification or in sanctification. 1 Peter 1:5 says, who through faith are shielded by God's power until the coming of the salvation that is ready to be revealed in the last time. That's 1 Peter 1:5. Well, what is that talking about? Well, that's the future. That's glorification. If justification is saved from the penalty of sin and sanctification is saved from the power of sin, then glorification is being saved from the presence of sin. In other words, you were saved from the penalty. That's the past. You're justified. You're fighting through in your life to reflect Jesus. You're sanctified. You're seeing that you have power to overcome sin. There's coming a point where there will be no more sin. There'll be no more presence of sin. And that'll be it. And we'll be done. And then we'll be in glorification, dancing on streets of gold, although I'm going to have to follow because if it's line dancing or anything like that, I'm really bad at it. So I'll just follow everybody else. Because the bottom line is that there's coming a time where all this stuff's done. We're done. Right? We live for that glorification, my friend. If there is no eternal life, we are of all men most miserable. If Christ did not raise from the dead, we're dummies. The whole point is this glorification process, which is spending eternity with God, which is awesome. That's what we're looking for. That's our ultimate hope. Now, whether we get there 7 years, 3.5 years in the beginning, at the millennium, beginning millennium, end of millennium, middle millennium, no millennium, I don't even care. Here's what I care about. The hope is to spend eternity with God, and that eternity is fantastic. That's how salvation is in the future tense. So you have the favor, justification, saved from the penalty of sin, the fight, sanctification, saved from the power of sin, and the future, glorification, saved from the presence of sin. Eye has not seen, neither has ear heard, neither has entered into the hearts of men the things which God has prepared for him. The idea is that salvation operates in all these. And because God is interlinear, which means he is not stuck by time, he sees you in justification, works on you in sanctification, and sees, and I don't know how he does it because he's out of time, and enjoys the fellowship of us in glorification. I don't know how he does it. We're finite beings. I don't get it either. Here's what I get. You got to call upon the name of the Lord to be saved. And then God does all this other stuff. Well, he's really good at it. All right, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Going to take a short break, and then we're going to wrap it up. Don't go anywhere.
Most of my life, it feels like I've been running.
The Christian faith is being attacked. 50 years ago, people would disagree with Christianity, but with a sense of respect. Those days are over. The rage, the flesh, the enemy, and the atmosphere of sin is growing and growing. Jesus said in Matthew 24, "The love of many will grow cold." And if it's not the end now, it's certainly a lot closer than it was yesterday. You may be from a Baptist background. David Spoon has that. You may have a Pentecostal background. He has that too. You may have a non-denominational background. Yep, he's got that as well. You may be from the Church of Christ, Presbyterian, Methodist, Church of God, or some other denomination. But if you're looking for a show that's Bible-based, Spirit-led, and a bit nutty, give David a listen for a while. If you like it, great. If not, no worries. The David Spoon Experience. Weekdays at 2 on God Country, Texas, 770 KAAM. What is the David Spoon Experience?
Here's what it says. The sure way to avoid criticism. To avoid criticism, the article says, say nothing, do nothing, be nothing. That was said by a successful and innovative coach of the Philadelphia Flyers hockey team. Now, that's not the only reason I'm reading the article, not because it's just a hockey team coach thing, but here's what it says. Number one, say nothing and become the unwitting victim of everybody else's opinion or point of view. Two, do nothing and just watch life from the sidelines. Three, when our voices remain silent and our actions still, we are nothing.
The David Spoon Experience, weekdays at 2 on God Country, Texas, 770 KAAM.
Whether you're buying a new home or selling your current home or both, you want to work with somebody who's completely committed to the process and believes it's as important as you do. The answer, Pam Melchiono, president of Blessed Realty Company. In real estate, there are people who get involved to make a few extra dollars. There's nothing wrong with that, but if you're interested in working with somebody who's committed to the process of treating people like family and approaching real estate the way that would be best for you, the answer, Pam Melchiono, president of Blessed Realty Company. With every client, she sees an opportunity to honor the Lord and to do the ministry He has called her to do faithfully. For her, it's not a job, it's a calling. The answer, Pam Melchiono, president of Blessed Realty Company. Call Pam at 817-505-5541 or visit blessedrealtycompany.com. Have a meeting with her at no obligation. She'll be glad to help you and will do whatever she can to be a blessing.
Sometimes hallelujah.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. That's right. Email davidspoonmedia@gmail.com. Website David Spoon Media. You're welcome to list any prayer up there that you would like. We'll be praying for people on a daily basis. Keep in mind Romans 15:30, where Paul talks about people joining him in his struggle by praying for him. That's how you join struggles. Yes, you join financially, but one of the key elements is to join through prayer. And when you pray for something along with somebody, you join in that struggle. Look at Romans 15:30. You'll see. Let's see. Our sponsor was our good friend John. Boy, did he do a great job yesterday. Our good friend John.
Big John. Big John.
John from the Blessed Roofing Company. Phenomenal testimony. And then he stayed, and he didn't even get to say goodbye to Wonder Dealer. He stayed, and we talked, and he shared some more on different parts of his testimony. It is fascinating. So we're going to have him back so he can share. 469 Blessed. 469 BLESSED. You may have a need for a roof repair or replacement, but you don't have to pay a single thing to find out. So that's good. Plus, that's right, they took a sip of coffee. Plus, in addition, a lot of times the roof repair or replacements are nothing out of pocket. So you want to find out. At no cost. That's what you want to do. 469-BLESSED, 469-BLESSED, the Blessed Roofing Company. .com. John is extremely committed to making sure that nobody's trying to pull a fast one on the insurance company, even though the insurance companies, according to John, tend to pull fast ones.
That was a pretty interesting part of the testimony when he started to evaluate them. I thought that was pretty good.
Anyway, 469-BLESSED, B-L-E-S-S-E-D, theblessedroofingcompany.com. Let him know you heard it on the David Spoon Experience. He owns the snow cone company right next door. He'll give you a snow cone. I'm not paying for it. He'll give it to you. Okay. Just making sure you know. Let's see. We're going to end our show with a little bit something different. We're going to pray a little bit differently at the end of the show. I want to talk about this. I want to close this up on what we were discussing, which is salvation in the past, present, and future. Salvation as justification, sanctification, and glorification. Salvation as saved from the penalty of sin, saved from the power of sin, and saved from the presence of sin. But now I got the one that's high and above all the rest. In many cases, when people hear the gospel, justification, sanctification, glorification, not a part of it. I'm giving this to you for those of you that are a little more seasoned in it. But there are those out there that are listening. And one of the things for the people that are newer that are listening is you will understand when you acknowledge Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior that we all feel unworthy of this privilege. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9 says, "You are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people belonging to God, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light." And we look at that and we think, man, we are not worthy of this privilege. And you're not. I'm not. We're not worthy of it. God grants it to us. But we're not worthy. We don't earn it. We receive it or we reject it. And for those that are believers, we receive it. And once you receive it, you can't even believe you questioned receiving it. So the whole thing comes down to why are we then kids of the king? Why are we kids of the king? How does this work? 1 John 3:1, how great is the love the Father has lavished on us that we should be called the children of God. You want to know why you're a child of the Most High God? You want to know why you're a kid of the King? Because God poured his love out upon you through Jesus Christ. Not because you're awesome. Not because, well, I keep the Ten Commandments. Congratulations. I have a little thing in my house that has the Ten Commandments too. That doesn't mean anything. What means something is that God overrode all things and allowed mercy to triumph against judgment and showed us his love through Jesus Christ. Now, when I say the Ten Commandments don't mean anything, they're there to illustrate we're hopeless. A tutor. The law is a tutor until we get to Christ. A tutor. You ever had a tutor? I had a tutor. That tutor had to teach me. I was like, I don't get this. I don't get this. I had to learn through that tutor how to understand something. The law is a tutor to get you to Jesus. What you get from the law is, yowza, I am so far away from God, I need help. And that's where the love of God pours through. Oh. Because the love of God is greater than any theological construct. More powerful. More effective. And maybe you don't understand all of justification, sanctification, and glorification. And you don't really necessarily need to. It's good. It's fun for us to know. We get it. But what we need to be living in is that God did all of this because he loved us. Look, Romans 3:23 says, all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. And the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. And God has shown his love for us that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. And if we declare with our mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in our heart that God raised him from the dead, we will be saved. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Let's pray. Father, we come before you right now, and we thank you for the love that you have shown us through the life of Jesus Christ. You have poured your grace out on us through him and continue to pour your grace out. And for those people that are deeply seasoned in you, Lord, we pray together that there would be a refreshing and a renewal of the core of all of our faith, that we are rejoicing to be the believers that you've appointed us and given us grace to be, and that we've chosen by your grace to yield and to honor and to bless you and to acknowledge your testimony. And for that person out there that has no idea what it is to be a Christian, this is your moment right now. Lord, I pray for that person that they would, with their mouth, say Jesus is Lord and believe in their heart that you raised Jesus Christ from the dead, and that person would be saved and they would find a new life in you. And if you said that prayer for the first time, if you acknowledge that, if you say amen to that, you either get a hold of this station, send me an email, davidspoonmedia@gmail.com, and I will contact you personally and share with you about this new wonderful family that you've become a part of. Okay? All right, folks, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Going to take a 71-hour break. Then we'll come back. More Insanity with Spoonanity. Talk to you then.
Keep me running. The views expressed on the preceding program were those of the speakers and not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.